This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Every summer, Old World Wisconsin offers what they call Time Travelers Adventure Camps. It gives kids from preschool to high school a chance to experience life in the late 18th and early 19th centuries firsthand.
Ann Selke is with us to talk about the Time Travelers Adventure Camps. She's the day camp coordinator for Old World Wisconsin. Ann, welcome to Central Time.
Well, thanks for giving me a chance to talk about our great Time Traveler Adventure Camps today.
Right. Well, give us the scoop. What are these Time Travelers Adventure Camps?
Well, they're a great, rare opportunity for kids to experience life in the time period from the late 1800s to the early 1900s. It's sort of like an immersion where they get a chance to come to our wonderful 560-plus acres, and we're out in the woods, and we're living life just like they did in those days. We have a wide variety, as you mentioned. We can go anywhere from the Moobah camp with parent and child all the way through my teenagers who go all the way through seniors in high school.
And what do kids get out of these time travel experiences?
Well, first of all, they get a chance to do some things that are becoming rarer and rarer among our modern children. They get to spend time outdoors, exploring the outdoors in our natural settings with the woods. And our animals that they might not see. They learn about the heritage of animals and how the farmers used animals in that time period, what it was like to depend on these animals for your living and for your life to keep you going. They also learn a lot about our various gardening and farming, what it was like to have a farm that was a sustenance farm. They get to do lots of activities, too. We have lots of hands-on activities. They may be sewing. They may be baking. They may be making a craft. They may be playing a game that came from that time period.
So what does Old World Wisconsin kind of do to recreate these periods and times? How deep does it go? Are there costumes or historically accurate, you know, clothes that people are wearing and music? How deep does the experience actually take us?
Well, all of our camps have some aspect of the kids being able to take themselves back into that time period and dress appropriately. It starts with the little kids, the real tiny kids. We don't really dress them up too much because they're young enough that that throws them off a little bit, and we don't want them to be anxious when they're out here. But after that, we have our one-room schoolhouse. Everyone has some kind of apparel that takes them back in time. That particular day camp is very immersive. We do everything just like they did back in 1906 in the Raspberry Schoolhouse in Raspberry Bay up near Bayside. Then we go through other camps. I supply the outfits. A lot of the camps, like Living Like Laura, our Laura camp, they come dressed because they love to have their full costume on. And then when we get to our teenagers, they have complete costumes just like our interpretive staff. We supply all of it.
And no cell phones allowed, I bet?
That's right, no cell phones. They're allowed to bring them, but after that, they're silenced. We don't have any kind of technology yet. I've toyed with the idea, but half the fun is like in our schoolhouse using a slate. It's fascinating to kids to write on a piece of slate with a slate pencil, and you erase it with, you know, your hand or your arm, and it just seems to really fascinate them that this ever existed.
The original tablet.
That's right.
Well, I'm curious about the Little House Adventures Camp. I'm taking this, you're pulling from the life of Laura Ingalls Wilder, who spent some time here in Wisconsin. What is that camp like? What do campers get to do?
Well, we try to draw off of the book Little House in the Big Woods because we have one of our buildings out here, Fossebrecher, is quite similar to the small cabin that Laura and Pa and Ma started out in. It's even maybe a little smaller than theirs. But it has some of the activities like I could quiz you and ask you, do you know what chinking is? Which is
chinking.
Actually taking mud and straw and filling in the spaces in between the logs.
Oh.
It's something that, you know, we don't think about, right?
No, not really.
And they make cornbread like Laura would have. We try to do whatever Laura would have done. We make sometimes we make button bracelets. We make cloves with clove apples, which are for Christmas presents. We play some of the games that they played. So it's a short camp. We like to do our hiking. We go to the store, just like Laura would have done.
And you get to fight with Nellie Olson?
Well, we try to avoid conflict in our camps.
Well, that said, here's a related one. You've got one called Survivor Pioneer Wisconsin. That sounds pretty intense. What goes on there?
Well, that one's one of our newer camps, and we're taking a modern theme like Survivor or our other new one is Amazing Race and taking some of the aspects of those shows that kids are familiar with and using our area to kind of make them think, what would it be like? I think our survivor is not quite as hard as a survivor on TV, but we are going to be intense in that they're not going to be able to do anything modern. We're going to have them start their own fire. They have to find the wood. They have to use a flint and steel. They have to find some kind of food while they're out here. And not necessarily everything can come from our gardens. We're going to work on that. And we're also going to have to find some wood to build some kind of a shelter. So that will be a little bit of a challenge. Amazing Race is going to be really fun because we're going to have a lot of little challenges, and it's mostly just to see if you can complete the entire race. I'm not going to be emphasizing the timing as much like they do on the show, but just can you complete all the challenges?
I'm curious, did you get the idea for these from some of the reality TV shows that have been out there, like Frontier House on PBS?
Really? No. You know, I think that originally our day camps were a vision of one of the members of the Old World Foundation, and she really wanted to see kids have a chance to experience with a lot of hands-on activities, and we've been around for 11 years, and we had a director who just really wanted kids to learn from this experience. So I don't think it's really a TV thing. Maybe Amazing Race and Survivor, we kind of took their themes, but no, I don't think we ever really looked at Frontier House, although I have watched it.
It's a good show.
And our producer, Amanda, just sent a note, says, I want to do these camps. Is there a way for grown-ups to play?
Well, actually, we do have some workshops. They're not quite, I think they're not quite as much fun as my day camps, though. They're more grown up. Sometimes the parents are like, oh, we want to do that mud and straw chinking thing.
Who wouldn't?
So people have to really immerse themselves in this pace of life, which is, I'm guessing, a lot slower, and there might be more hard work than kids are used to in their, you know, their average camp, which is aimed at just entertaining the child and enriching them too. But I'm wondering if participants come away changed when they leave these camps.
Well, you know, it is interesting. The younger kids, a lot of times, I've had parents say to me, maybe a year or two later, they'll come up with something like, do you remember how to make butter? I know how to make butter. I learned it at Old World. Or, do you know what red work is? And they all of a sudden want to do it. Now, my apprentices, it is a very much a life-changing thing for them. They're teenagers, and I have had apprentices that have changed from, you know, kind of awkward teenagers into very poised, able to deal with the public, grown-up people. So they come away with a lot of people skills. They learn a little bit about endurance because we don't have air conditioning out here.
Mm.
And they learn to pace themselves. So I think they come away with a little more appreciation for how hard it was to live.
And is there any kind of financial aid available for these camps?
Well, we do have one particular camp that there is financial aid for, and that is the Apprentice Camp. That camp is 4 days long, so it's $160 for the camp. And one of our donors is someone who has a barn here on our property, and the Loomer family has offered to help subsidize that because they felt that their teenager got so much from the camp that they are willing to fund other teenagers to come here. It's $100. There's no financial need involved. It's just a matter of contacting me and asking for it.
So, Anne, I want to ask you our last question here in our last 30 seconds. If you had to live in one of these camps every day, like in Groundhog Day, where every day you get up and you're in that camp, which one would you choose?
Well, it's a tie because I'm a school teacher in the afternoon, so I'd want to be in that Raspberry Schoolhouse all the time, but I'd also like to be Laura. I love the cooking. I love the chinking and dealing with the log cabin and the animals.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Anne, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you. I hope to see a lot of people coming out for our adventures and have a fun time traveling with us.
That was Anne Selke, day camp coordinator for Old World Wisconsin, with us to talk about the time traveler adventure camps. And I've learned a new word. I don't know when I'll get to use it. Chinking.
Put it into practice, hopefully not in your own house.
Yeah.
But maybe some other setting.
Extra insulation.